The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You see the teams eligible for Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I like the Niners. I think that's the most interesting team. Niners, Broncos, Browns, Chargers, Ravens, Redskins.
I would say the Broncos could be interesting. The Browns will never be interesting.
The Redskins, I don't think they'll be interesting without Kirk Cousins. The Ravens, we've seen them already. The Chargers, moderately interesting, but I'm guessing they're not going to do it because they just did L.A. I think between Shanahan and Garoppolo and a top 10 draft pick, to me, it's obvious.
Better odds, Texans have a top 10 pick in 2019 or Texans win a playoff game in 2018?
I think top 10 pick is more likely.
I think winning a playoff game is more likely. I think they're going to come in and fix this offensive line. I think Watson's going to be healthy.
We know now they're one injury away from going from a possibly pretty competitive team to a god-awful team.
They have a lot of things to fix, but I think getting Rick Smith out of there is one of them.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. So first winner of the day.
Look at you already. What a start.
But, yeah, we're out here at Gulf Greyhound Park. We want to welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. And if you miss the first 2 hours, which you guys did, that's okay. It's all on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. And a lot of fun stuff planned for this hour as well as we broadcast live from Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck, where the first race is in the books. And I don't know how much I won on that, but
$1 million, I think.
Not quite that. I just had a little exacta with the four dog who I liked.
It was losing the whole race, and then like the last second, it passed up that number two.
He's a closer. He was a closer.
Yeah, your brother's strategy of taking the dog who takes a dump right before the race.
Yeah,
I think that was a garbage dog. Like it was number eight.
Oh,
and
he's still running.
I saw him pooping, and then yeah, he's just not very good.
He was the caboose.
Yeah, he did. He gave himself every advantage. But like I said, if you pooped and didn't wipe, you wouldn't want to go for a run either.
No.
It's not ideal. Not an ideal situation.
Those little boogers are fast, though.
Oh, they are. They move.
That's kind of cool.
Look, well, Holly's here.
Yeah. Now all the guys will start showing up.
From Houston Sports and stuff. It's funny. This is the first – I follow Holly on Instagram, so this is the first time I've ever seen Holly wearing clothes. It's a really strange phenomenon to see her without – I mean, her underwear are – I'm assuming she's still wearing them underneath those clothes. But,
I almost didn't recognize her when she walked in because she looked so professional.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Well, I mean, usually if we're hanging out, we're at a bar. So, well, I've seen you dressed up before, but I mean, this is like a professional business suit type thing. You know, usually when you're dressed up, it's like it's going out dressed up. Wow, you're getting all responsible on me. I don't know about that. But yeah, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, that's a good question from Lamont. Would it be tasteless to put Bob McNair on your list?
No.
No?
It wouldn't be many points.
Well, look, the whole thing's tasteless, okay? It's a Deadpool. If it's something that offends you, then, yeah, anybody we put on there is tasteless. It was tasteless that I put Gord Downie on there last year. So, okay. Yeah.
People die. It happens.
They do. We're all going to die.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Hopefully for some of us it's longer. Maybe not. I don't know. But it's going to happen to all of us at some point. But Robert wants to know if I'm picking Wolverine again. Probably. I bet Kim Jong-un.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion from somebody.
That is a good one. We're probably going to be at war this year anyway, so maybe a death pool's a bad idea.
Well, I think if we wind up going to war with him, I'd probably want him on my list.
That's true.
He'd be near the top. That's a lot of points, man. I know no one wants to talk college hoops, and it's really early, but I'd like to hear AJ's thoughts on Tech basketball this year. I would point out that AJ writes about Tech every week on SportsMap, but he'd like your
Texas Tech's legit. Chris Beard's got something good going there. They are one of, if not the best defensive team in the conference. They beat Kansas, which, I mean, at Fog, which doesn't happen. So yeah. That was a massive win. That's a they're impressive, and I think they're a legit threat to win the Big 12, which never happens. You know, nobody ever beats Kansas for the Big 12.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm reading your articles each week. I'm pretty impressed by the quality of basketball in this state right now.
It's really impressive, man.
I mean,
with the exception of Rice, everybody's pretty solid. You know, A&M's been dealing with some injuries. You know, and
they'll be fine though when they get everybody
and
back.
And so is Baylor. But overall, I mean, from SMU, TCU, Tech, Baylor, Texas A&M, they're all solid, probable tournament teams. Rice is horrendous. They're one of the worst teams in the country. And I'm not being like – I'm not trying to alarm anyone or make it like a joke. They're really, really horrible. Horrible. I'm giving 16 points I'm giving 16 points against Rice at home tonight. Rice is at home. I'm still 16. Big deal. So
will they score 16? that's the question. But no, I have to say it's made me follow it a lot more because and I've watched a lot more games. I watched that UH Temple game last week that they tried to blow. And I'm pretty impressed. There's some nice players in the state. So
yep.
Thank you for getting me interested in it.
Hey, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Somebody says it feels like a Betty White kind of year. She's not worth that much, but...
Yeah, she's like 4 points or something.
Everybody wants to know Holly's Instagram now. You're about to pick up 10,000 Instagram followers.
Here we go. Have you posted any nudes lately? Almost.
It's Holly's World XO. Okay, there you go. I'm not on Instagram, so I don't get to see all these things.
Oh, man.
So now I guess...
Oh, it's a mess.
If I get on Instagram, it's just going to be to follow Holly.
Oh.
So you should meet my brother over there.
Oh, yeah.
He wants you to know he's single.
Yeah. Hey, now. She's over 19, too. Good for you. That's right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, man. I can't believe some of the things that we've gotten into here. Hey, I am definitely going to get out to Lions one day next week, though. I'm looking forward to that. We'll be telling you about that in a minute. But I saw a story. You're not there yet because you're not as old as me. But
thank God.
Did it seem like 2017 went by really fast?
Not really.
Kind of did to me.
See, why?
Well, there's actually a scientific reason. Right, the older you get.
The flat earth is spinning faster?
AJ, the flat earth does not spin. The flat earth floats.
Oh, okay.
Like
my
a
bad.
Boat.
My
like bad. A gigantic barge.
Yes, okay. Sorry.
Into the seas of time.
Pardon my confusion.
I still can't believe people actually think that. Why has no one fallen off the edge?
How come no one's ever seen the edge? How come no one's gone and like taken a picture from the edge? Like if the earth is flat, seriously, go to the edge.
David Lee Roth did.
Tip your foot off.
He's been to the edge. He stood and looked down. He lost a lot of friends there.
Yeah,
he's
got
no time to bleep around.
You know, in this day and age with Instagram and Snapchat, people would be like taking pictures like hanging off the side, yeah. Like, you know, trying to be the funniest guy.
Planking.
Yeah.
Planking on the edge of the world.
No one does it.
Well, apparently that the reason time seems to fly by as we get older is because in our early years, we're experiencing events that are happening to us for the first time. Like first vacation, first date, first child, everything's kind of new, right?
Right.
So our memories take more detailed accounts of these first-time events, and they leave a lasting impression on us.
Okay.
Once you've experienced these events more often, they have less and less special meaning, and our brain captures less and less details about these things. So basically, did you just pick up like 100 something followers.
See, there you go.
Oh, man.
I have like 100 followers total because I never post pictures of me in my underwear.
That would help.
You think that would help?
Yeah, I think it would. I think there's a certain segment of our listenership that would be very excited by that.
Well, I would say I'm going to start posting pictures of me in my underwear, but I won't. It's like mostly pictures of my dog and food and beer, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, I'm lame.
I'm not even on there. I guess I should.
I don't know
be.
Who takes these pictures of Holly. Like, she has like a.
She's got a professional photographer or something, man.
Oh, okay.
A selfie timer?
I think she's got a professional photographer on staff.
Yeah. So. All right, guys. I was telling you about the Lions Poker Palace. They've got something very exciting happening next week. And I'm extremely fired up about this.
All right, tell me about it.
So.
What do we got?
How about this? How'd you like to play in the World Series of Poker main event? They're going to be flying.
Okay, I would do that.
10 players to Las Vegas on a private jet to play in the Texas Hold'em main event this year.
10?
10 players. And here's how you get
that's
in.
That's $100,000.
Yeah. And basically, here's how it works. They're starting Monday, January 8th. The 10 players will qualify for the trip by playing in the daily tournaments. You get 1 point for each time you play. And 3 more points for each time you make the final table. The 30 players with the most points after Sunday, June 10th, get to play in a free roll tournament. The top 10 are going to Las Vegas. And the bottom 20 get 1,000 each.
Wow.
So this is big time. Very exciting. And starts on Monday. Of course, tonight they have, if you just want to get out and win $3,000, hey, you can do that.
Yeah.
That's the tournament tonight. It's $3,000 to first place. If wasn't so far away, and I didn't think I couldn't make it by 7:45, I would go. But this place is great, man, and they're doing fantastic things.
Yep, they've got top-shelf accommodations. They've got the complimentary valet. They've got security inside now, and they've got 7 days a week. They've got tournaments. You want to know more about them, follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace. They'll give you all the tournament and event details. Or just stop in, see it for yourself, 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about it here on ESPN. And you'll get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace. Just too much pressure to take. I felt this way before. So insecure.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up. And if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25 or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Gulf Greyhound Park. 1-for-1 on my dog bets for the night.
Yeah, I looked up this death list.
Yeah, not as sexy as you'd hoped.
I'm just saying, like...
Not like Holly's Instagram.
They're all old-ass people.
Yeah.
So...
That's maybe not as...
So getting 17 out of 50 when I would say a good 80% of their picks are over the age of 80 and 90% of their picks are over the age of 70. Like, you're not really going out on any limbs here. I like to pick a good 50-year-old and
yeah.
Roll the dice.
Well, that's the thing. You can't win.
You hit one of those, it's game over.
Yeah, that's how I won this year, at a 52-year-old. Boom, done. But, yeah, if you do a bunch of 90-year-olds, You got to get 10 just to be in the game.
Yeah.
And I'll
I'm not that impressed with their 17. Yeah,
the way we play, I only need 2 to be in the hunt, and 3, it's a lock. Blitzer Jake asks, are you still planning on doing a tutorial table at Lions Poker? I'd be interested in playing there, but I don't feel I'd be competitive. Yes, absolutely, we're going to do that. I'm going to probably talk to Najib next week when I go out there and see if we can't get that set up. But, a lot of people have expressed interest. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Definitely going to do it. I just have to get with them on the details and pick a date. The problem is right now most of my weekends are pretty tied up once we get to January 19th, and I'd like to do it on a weekend. So it may have to be on a Sunday, but I've just got to get with them and get a date. So
we got Tony wants to know, what was the winning score in the Deadpool? Do you know what you had?
It was a low score this year because I had a 52-year-old and a 61-year-old.
Okay. So you were at least in triple digits.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't.
No, you were. No. I guess you were just under triple digits.
No, 48 and, yeah.
And 39?
Yeah.
97.
Close. That's not a great total.
No, it was good. I think you were a clear first, though.
But it's one of the, it's just depends on the year, right? Some years, a lot of people die. And that being the case, all right, I have a small bet on the 8 dog in the second race here.
So, to put it in perspective, I got 43 points, and I was in second place.
This was just not a great year for dead people, or at least us picking dead people.
Right.
But let's be honest, 2016 was a record year. It would have taken 200 points easy to win that year.
Yeah, that was a good year.
So, we'll have to take a look. I may use this this death list as one of my resources. It's
just not very useful to me because the people are so old.
Yeah, I don't like those old people. But of course, my other research is celebrities with cancer. Google.
Right.
That's it. It's terrible, I know, but hey, it's fun. They made movies about this. There was a movie called Deadpool.
Yeah.
The Deadpool. Not Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds, but The Deadpool with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I always put I like to have one former pro wrestler because those guys die all the time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like to have somebody from the cast of Jackass.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to start going with someone who's complained about CTE, like old football players.
I don't remember doing that.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, imagine you catch a Junior Seau.
Ooh, cha-ching. Yeah. Gold. That's awesome.
Yeah.
From a points perspective.
Right.
But, I may start thinking about that. I usually try to have a couple of singers and musicians because – you never know. And
I may have to start going. Well, I would say I need to start going to 90s grunge singer, but we're literally out of those. I mean, it's Eddie Vedder is the last of the Mohicans for.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that.
No.
I think he's fine. I think he's doing fine.
Yeah. Everybody else, like the other guys were all heroin-y, so they, I mean, it makes sense, but yeah, they're all gone now, so I don't know.
A lot of these 80s guys are starting to kick off, but they're not worth a ton of points.
Right.
Most of them are 70s and 80s. So
I used to get my Deadpool contestants from Celebrity Rehab. And then they, for whatever reason, they canceled Celebrity Rehab. I have no idea why. It was the best show.
We never actually saw that show.
Oh, I loved it. I loved Celebrity Rehab, and I loved Celebrity Fat Camp. And, oh, it was so great. And, I mean, I like watching shows about fat people, like abnormally fat people.
Yeah.
Because they're so emotional and they'll cry about anything. Fat people cry all the time, and it makes for great television.
I have found that to be on TV, you have to be overly emotional. You have to be a drama queen, king, or fill in the blank.
It helps.
So let's see if I survive the first turn here. Yep, I'm sitting about 5th. I'm going to have to kick it in here.
All right.
Which,
This TV here isn't live, right?
No, that's a different track.
Oh, okay.
It's way over there. I can barely see it. So
you're not even going to know when the race is over?
No, I think I don't think I'm going to get there, but I really don't know. So I couldn't tell.
7-2-8
I needed the 8 to be second.
Oh well. Oh, well, good try, Fred. Good try. You win some, you lose some.
That's exactly what's happened.
That's exactly what's happened so far. Like, the saying holds true. You won some, and then you lost some.
Yeah, well, I feel like I made the right play here, but he did not live up to his potential.
Are you going to cash out now?
No, I'm going to play one more race.
One more. You got one more in you.
Yeah.
That's what I like about you. You're not a guy to give up easy.
Oh, I'm no quitter, pal.
No?
Except for marriages.
Yeah. That you give up on pretty easily. But everything else, you stick it out. You grind.
Exactly. Because I believe in me.
Yeah. So. I believe in a thing called love.
Really?
Just listen to the rhythm of the heart.
Interesting.
Oh, look, Ollie's, she's put on a show now for Instagram people. she already took her jacket off. Here it comes. What's next? Keep it going. Come on. Let's get this party started.
Oh, it's a good thing she's got a – obviously, she has a sense of humor if you've read any of her stuff. So, John says, I missed your show all week. Have you guys talked betting on the BCS game yet? We've kind of hit on it a few times. I think both of us like Alabama.
Yeah.
And you like the under.
I like Alabama and the under.
Yeah. I'm not as confident in the under, but I am pretty big with you on Bama.
All right.
All right. How many minutes of post do we have to the next one? I'm trying to figure out whether I should wait for the fourth race or bet the third. Oh, well.
What are you feeling?
I'm probably liking the fourth race better. Those are better dogs. But, you know, I don't need good.
You love action.
I love action, and I don't need good to win.
That's right. You just need better than the other ones.
Oh, you know what I did? I bet the wrong dog.
Oh, you dummy.
That's where I messed up. That's the 8 that I liked was in the third race, not the second. Damn it. This is what happens when you
Who'd you like in that race? The 7?
I had it here, and I thought that was the second race, so I never even looked at the actual second race.
Lord.
God, that happens when you get old.
And you wrote a book about this?
Dude, I'm not used to actually being this is the first time I've bet live in forever. Usually I'm online, and I'm doing it on – and that machine has me confused because I'm old.
Technology's passed you by, man. You know it's hard times.
The good news is I make the same play in the next race.
Okay.
I think I'm going to blame the guy who came up and asked me when he was holding this page at me and said, who'd you like in the next race? And I thought it was this race.
Oh, all
right,
man.
But you know what makes it easy? Third race, I like the 8.
Okay, you're sticking with 8.
Yeah.
Lucky 8.
I'm going to go set these on fire, though.
Yeah, good call.
Ugh. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Speaking of my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Gulf Greyhound Park. 10 minutes to race 3. At the 8.
10 minutes to post time. 10 minutes to post.
So
I could do JP's job.
Yeah, you probably could.
10 minutes to post. 10 minutes to post.
You just have to. You have to do the. And they're rolling the box, and here comes Marky.
What's that mean?
That's the Marky is the rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Or is that like what every track calls him?
No, like they all have different names based on what the track is.
Oh, I would change that name. Why is it Marky? Where'd they come up with that name?
Because he's from Lamarck.
Did you name that rabbit? Okay.
You inherited that rabbit. My great aunt named it?
Yeah, Fred. Your great aunt named it Marky. No, it was actually named, little known fact, it wasn't named after Lamarck at all. Your great aunt was a big fan of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And that now you know this.
I see.
It's named after Marky Mark.
I had no idea that someone in my family had any part in naming the Greyhound.
Yeah. Look at you, Fred.
Wow.
You're a big swinging D in this town, man.
Not so much anymore.
You are.
I was back in the day, but.
God.
Ooh, is Paul Sorvino still alive?
I saw a
photo of him on Twitter. He looks terrible, so he's either dead or he's going to be. I think he's dead.
I don't know.
Oh, well. I'm starting to scout now.
You got to get paid for this round.
Well, yeah. I want to get paid for actually winning first.
Once you get paid for this round, let's delve into round two. Let's set, like, February 1. You want to set that the date?
No, he's still alive. He's 78 years old.
Okay.
He looks like garbage. He will be on my list.
Oh, he does look he's overweight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he's been drinking a lot.
I got a feeling, I don't want to tip my hand here, but Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
These guys, they get this great power, and then they blow it.
Yeah. And then
they die.
They become nothings.
I had this is exactly why I had Roger Ailes this year, because he got busted for being a big pervert at Fox News.
Yeah.
His empire, he was taken away from him. What's he got left to do? He can't just throw money at young girls anymore. He's just going to die. Like, he's going to shrivel up and die.
That's pretty much what happened.
That's what crusty old perverts do without young vagina. They shrivel up and die.
You're putting me on your list, aren't you?
Yes.
I can tell.
You're almost a lock to die this year, I would guess.
You may be right. If I put myself on the list, does it count?
Who are you going to give your winnings to if you were to perish? Is it going to go to a charity?
Yeah.
What charity?
I don't know yet. I'll have to think of one. But I will
The Blitz Whiskey Fund?
That'd probably be a good one, yeah.
Okay. I'll accept it. I'll allow it.
I don't want to die this year.
I don't want you to die either.
I want to make it two more years so that I can just
ride off into the sunset under your own terms.
Yeah, never to be heard from again except for cranking out a book every
10 or 15 years.
6 months.
6 months?
Yep.
Oh, that sounds like work to me. No thanks. I've been alive 37 years. I've written zero books.
That's not true. You've written half of an audiobook.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still not on a great pace.
Well, I'm not either. I'm going to pick up the pace.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I've got like 9 more to write. Somebody says,
what are you going to write about?
Fiction, man. I got a lot of
ideas, huh?
I do. I have a lot of stories to tell. I don't know how good they are or how well they'll do, but I have a lot of them.
Okay.
Somebody says the Corpus Rabbit is speedy.
The track in Corpus is still open?
No, they kind of like this. They run once every 3 years. So
every 3 years?
Yeah. This is we're not going to get live racing again here for another
3 years?
Yeah, it's once every 3 years. It rotates between the tracks.
What? What's Where's the other one? There's this one, Corpus.
It's Corpus and Harlingen. Is Harlingen the other one? Yeah. So.
Oh, that's garbage. I think we should have this every year. 1 month every year. What, are the dogs tired? They got one job, run a circle.
Yeah, well, you see how fast they run.
Yeah,
it
but
wears
I mean,
them out.
Okay, so take a break and then come back next year and do it again. It doesn't seem that hard to me.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, once a year, that's not asking too much. That's why I heard Kristaps Porzingis saying, when I play a back-to-back, I'm tired. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure like when some dude who busts rocks for a living works back-to-back 12-hour shifts, he's tired too. Sometimes work makes you tired. Let's quit crying about it, Kristaps. If Kristaps was back in Russia, then what would he be doing?
He'd probably be playing in a Russian basketball league.
Okay. If Kristaps was back in Russia and he was 5'4", what would he be doing?
Really large Russian woman?
No. He'd be, I don't know. He'd be like he'd work in a shoelace factory or something. I don't know what he'd be doing, but it'd be a really sad life. And every 2 days he would get one bowl of gruel, and that's it. And then he'd be tired. He'd be tired from making shoelaces all day. You got a pretty good life, Kristaps. Suck it up, big boy.
5:22 to go in the first half. Houston 21, Wichita 46.
Yeah.
9 of 11 on threes is Wichita.
Yeah. I had a feeling this would happen.
Yeah.
I didn't want to
You want to rain on anybody's parade?
No.
Because everybody thinks you hate every Houston team.
It's not true.
You don't hate them, you just don't like any of them.
Right. I did predict the Cougars, the Owls, and the Rockets all to lose basketball games tonight, though.
Hmm. Maybe there's something to this.
You might be onto something.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. And still some time to get out here and see us. We'll be here till 7 at Gulf Greyhound Park.
Yeah, people are asking what's up with the movie.
When's
that coming out?
Well, I think we're supposed to start here in the summer.
Okay.
In terms of production. But
okay.
I haven't talked to those guys in about a month, so I need to check in. But the reality is I've been doing – My focus has been on the show and on SportsMap for the last 6 months, basically. So now I'm able to start reaching back out and taking care of some of these other things. So somebody says Chris Stapps would be drinking vodka and crying himself to sleep each
Probably
night.
Probably so.
Yeah, there's worse things than
After
that.
Making shoelaces all day.
Yeah. They still make shoelaces?
Like, I don't know.
I just assume.
I honestly have no idea where shoelaces get made.
I assumed it was automated like everything else.
It might be.
Either that or you go to China and they have 8-year-olds doing it and for 10 cents a
I think the shoelace market is in Russia.
Oh, okay.
No.
You're sure of that?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even know if Kristaps Porzingis is from Russia.
I don't think
he is. That's made up. That's fake news.
I don't think
news.
He is.
It is completely fake news.
I don't even
news.
Know what he is. He's a foreigner. He's one of them fellers from a different country. I'm not a fan of that. But, yeah, we're still on pace to get the movie out, started this summer, and the book out this summer. It's just I'll have more details here in a couple weeks, especially on the book, but I'll check. I need to check with those guys. It's just I've been trying to focus on other things, and now that I have more responsibility around here now.
Yeah, it's, your management. Your management. You have an office with many pictures of yourself in it.
There's not many pictures.
There's more than three.
Well, in one of them, there's another person in it.
Okay.
So that's got to count for something, right?
You want to count that as a half?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we'll count that one as a half. So 3.5.
But, well, but one of the things is, the one of them is like two little photos, though. It's like a combo photo.
Are they both
two
of you?
Shots. Yes, but it's me playing poker.
Okay, 1, 2.
It's kind of the same shot from a different angle, though, so...
Then you're way too obsessed with your appearance is the problem here.
I just,
what are you going to do, start an Instagram like Holly of Fred's poker pictures?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Can he use your selfie timer for his poker pictures?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do.
He's going to tell everybody at Lions Poker Palace, excuse me, guys, I have to put my selfie, my camera on the table for a moment.
Yeah.
And then he's going to go back to look at his cards.
Click.
He's like, he's like, did it flash?
Oh, he counts up. Oh, that's awesome.
Did it flash, guys?
Yeah. Hey, guys, did I look okay in that?
Did I look really cool?
Yeah. Is my hat down over my face so people can't see me?
How do my sunglasses look? Are they hiding my whole face?
Exactly.
Perfect.
Instagram. Hashtag Ugly Freddy. I love it. Oh, man.
I like that Raheel and Barry are beefing on Twitter now.
What are they beefing about?
Because Barry did a sponsored thing on Instagram. And Raheel said, I see Barry's out here trying to buy friendship.
Ooh.
And he said, I'm just trying to promote my show at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase. But thanks for trying to make me look bad. And Raheel said, never. I had a reply typed up to Barry about making him look bad. And I was going to say, your V-neck collection did that for you, but then I didn't want to do it because I feel like there's real salt going on there, so I'm going to let those guys hash it out.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better just to step back and let the kids play. All right. Quick break. Wow, are we down to one segment?
That's it.
Things move faster once Holly
got
here. I don't know why. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 975.
The fire and the flood. And
you going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. And guys, I got to tell you where we are. Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck, and live racing going on now through February 24th. So if you want to get a chance to see actual live Greyhounds and not have to just do simulcasting, this is your place to do it. Of course, we're broadcasting live today. I will be back Saturday from 3:30 to 5:30. We're going to have a little ESPN section that you guys are welcome to come by and check out. We're going to talk about handicapping, maybe look at some of the races, maybe look at some horse races that are going on too. We're also going to have a handicapping contest, so you have a chance to win great ESPN gear and prizes when live racing begins at 6 o'clock, and that is this Saturday. Watch and wager at Gulf Greyhound Park this Saturday with me, or right now with us. We're off to the races live.
I like that. We're off.
Yeah.
Off goes Marky.
Yeah, and down fell my dog in that race.
Oh, it didn't make it?
Yeah, he got clipped.
Oh, he fell down?
Yeah.
Is he all right?
He'll live.
You going to check
on
him?
He's fine.
They never euthanize on the track like they do with horses,
right?
You know
what? I don't know that I've ever seen that, but I don't remember. It's been a long time.
I love dogs. That would make me sad. Like, I don't really care about horses, so if they die, they die. You know, but dogs have personalities. Those, we can't let them die.
But they're a filthy animal.
Dogs?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't you watch Pulp Fiction?
Oh, yeah.
Jules said.
Yeah, but Jules doesn't know anything.
Hey, he's walking the earth.
Yeah, but.
So that makes him wise. If you walk the earth, you're wise.
He doesn't know. You know what? I know. Is it my time to do this segment?
It's time for Hoffman on Hollywood.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. I like it when you say that, so the junk plays the music, then we start up. These a-holes at HBO.
HBO.
They're not going to do the next Game of Thrones season until April of 2019. Come on, man.
I may not even live that long.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to forget. There's so many damn characters in Game of Thrones. I can barely remember from season to season when it's like less than a year between seasons. You're talking about almost 2 years between seasons. There's no chance I'm going to remember what's going on.
Is it wrong of me that I'm not all that gung-ho about the last season? I mean, I should be, but I kind of feel like after the last season,
I'm
not looking forward to it as much as I was last year. How's that?
It's because, you've got to look forward for so long. That's like me saying, oh, I'm really excited about Christmas in 2020. Like, what's the point?
I'm really excited about the Texans Super Bowl run in 2026.
I can't wait for next New Year's Eve. No, it's just so far away that it doesn't even make sense to look forward to it yet. I think it's dumb. Well, here's what I will say, though. Like, last season, you could tell things were rushed.
Yes.
It was sloppily put together. And for the first time, like, while there was still some good story stuff, I thought that Game of Thrones had a weak season. And I was disappointed with
it. You know what? I'm going to say it was a 7-9 season.
But yeah, it was something like that.
7-9.
I was disappointed in the product. So I guess if it takes them 2 friggin' years to put out a good last season, I'll wait for it. But I swear to God, if they can't show me the wolf and they can't, they got their timelines all mixed up and, you know, somebody falls off of a beach into the deepest abyss ever, then I'm going to be pissed off. It's gonna anger me greatly, Fred. Mark my words. Write that down in your notebook.
Okay, hang on. I got to get my notebook out.
Matt Lauer's been writing a lot in his notebook. He's been apparently firing off notes to producers of the Today Show while he's on his couch, just letting them know, giving them unsolicited feedback. Like, oh, you guys could be doing this a little bit better. You guys could be doing this. They're like, dude, Matt Lauer, we fired you. We don't need you to tell us how to do the show anymore. Thank you.
They pushed the button on you, pal.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you worry about saving your marriage and, like, you know,
not harassing women.
Yeah,
not
being all rapey.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, who's probably top 5 of my least favorite people in the whole wide world.
He's a piece of work.
Here's his quote. Now the media went into a conniption fit. And the headlines from MSNBC are Trump's sexual obsessions may destroy the earth. They're the ones saying, hey, we got a bigger nuclear button than you. We got a bigger arsenal, more powerful, and it works. Nothing to do with the media trying to say the president has small genitals. And by the way, He doesn't even have small hands. And by the way, that's a cliche and a wives' tale. And not even true as well. Medical doctors will tell you it's the feet size. Just so you guys know. 14s, just so you know.
12s.
But the point is that it's more comparable. And that's not even an exact metric. So that's Alex Jones, who had literally had something to say about the president's genitals today.
I always thought penis size correlated with penis size, frankly.
That's usually the way it works. And finally, Rumor Willis, who, I don't know, I've never thought Rumor Willis was hot. I think she's one of the weirdest looking kids of two celebrities. Like, normally you put two celebrities together, they have good looking kids, right?
Yeah, they almost have to, right?
Like, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore had this kid, and she's weird looking to me, but I don't know. I've never been really hot on Demi Moore either, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, although G.I. Jane, when she was shaved.
You like that. I don't like that.
I'm all about that.
I could look in the mirror and see that. I look like G.I. Jane right now.
Smaller breasts.
Yeah.
Barely.
Rumor Willis, when she did Dancing with the Stars, she won. And she got a tattoo on her bicep of her dancing partner, this dude named Val Chmerkovsky. Like a Russian name with like two vowels.
Yeah.
And now they've broken up. And she was so infatuated with Val when they won, she got this giant tattoo. Insiders report that the starlet began the process of removing the artwork after Val began dating fellow Dancing with the Stars pro Jenna Johnson. So she always, I guess they weren't even like together. She was just in love with him.
Starlet? That's still a word?
Apparently.
That people use?
Well, that's what Daily Mail uses.
Oh.
So they're Euros.
Well, yeah. They use all kinds of
stuff. I can't be held responsible. They speak a whole different language over there, Fred.
It's
England.
Ah.
I have no idea. Either way, that is Hoffman on Hollywood.
So, yeah, like wanker. They say wanker a lot.
They didn't say wanker in that article about Rumor Willis's tattoo removal, no. But the Game of Thrones guys are wankers for making us wait 2 years for Game of Thrones.
I bet somebody's going to deal with that on his podcast once he starts doing it again.
So it was just that was your cue, John.
Yeah, oh well.
Yeah, we don't have time.
Fine, we'll do it tomorrow then. All right, I want to thank John Lee for doing a great job. Ninja for speaking to a man today for the first time. I want to thank my brother for showing up and doing a little bit of the show. I want to thank Holly for showing up. AJ, great job. Thank you, Gulf Greyhound Park, for having us out here. Hopefully we'll be back. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.